Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir?
Yes, no.
No?
Sir, it was fun.
Not anymore, though, is it? Is it?
No, not.
No, it's not fun anymore, not even a little bit.
Just look at that, he hit the four. Guy gets a free steak. You having fun yet?
Oh, yeah, I'm having a blast. Thanks.
Good.
All right, welcome back to Big Screen Sports, the sports movie podcast, brought to you by Blue Wire Podcast. I am your host, Kyle Bandujo. Today, it's another solo episode, another back-to-back, and then we'll get back into a run of covering movies, but it's the first edition of the inaugural class of the Sports Movie Hall of Fame, the 2022 Sports Movie Hall of Fame class. This is something that I've wanted to do for a very long time, probably since I started the show. I recall thinking about doing an episode like this, doing one a month, you know, 3 years ago. And it's just something I'm getting around to now. The Patreon group has made this a more fun reality for me. So instead of me just picking random people to put in the Sports Movie Hall of Fame, shout out to the Patreon group that we got together a big list of initial nominees, did some voting, and have an inaugural class that we're going to talk about today. And being an episode that, you know, is a patron's picked episode means it's sponsored by Classic Stadium Fire, laser cut stadium models, the coolest piece of sports memorabilia, a must have for any fan of sports or of like concerts, music, whatever. Classic Stadium Fire recreates sports venues from Little League to the big leagues as 3D laser cut and engraved models hand assembled from finished maple. There's tons of options on the Etsy shop, or you can, you know, order something custom, hit him up about that. It's the perfect Father's Day gift. That is going to be here before you know it, because I'm sure a bunch of you, we just had Mother's Day come up, and I'm sure a bunch of you were caught kind of empty-handed. Let things get a little too late without getting a gift. So find Classic Stadium Fire on Etsy.com and use promo code BIGSCREEN to save 10% off today. That's Etsy.com/Classic Stadium Fire, promo code BIGSCREEN to save 10% off. Now, along with our episode sponsor, shout out to our producer level Big Chill patrons, Aaron Figueroa, Mike Schubert, Steve Rogers, Kevin Frost, Mike D, Ryan Yeager, Mike Dries, James Kowalewski, Chris Mykowski, Andrew Teagle, John Craig, Sam Smith, and Classic Stadium Fire. Big thanks to them and all of our patrons for supporting the show and for participating in episodes like this. The Patreon group has really been, obviously it helps me greatly to have some financial support for the show, but having this great sounding board in this group that has been really involved in voting on, you know, movies to be covered. Patrons pick a movie every month, but usually, you know, at least one. Sometimes it's two. And participating in episodes like this, our patron's choice in our mailbag last week, and then the Sports Movie Hall of Fame. Getting to do this as a group, kind of a groupthink exercise, not doing it just myself, just my sole thoughts. Because I will, little teaser for this inaugural class. There's a nominee or an inductee that surprised me, overwhelmingly voted in actually by the patrons. So I'm looking forward to that. But if you go to patreon.com/bigscreensports, you can get a say in what the show covers. You get to participate in all these fun episodes we do, vote on movies to be covered, nominate movies to be covered, and you get a sticker. We've got a second round of stickers going out for patrons of those certain tiers who have been patrons for over 6 months. You get ad-free episodes every week. Sometimes you get early drops. And you get to keep this show rolling, which for me is great. And I hope if you're a listener of this show, hope you think that's great too. So the Sports Movie Hall of Fame, let's get into it. Let's get into what we're doing with this episode. So I put out the call to the patrons first to nominate people, nominate both movies and then writers, actors, directors, anyone involved in the sports movie universe to create a voting list on the Patreon group. And go from there. I wanted to do, you know, my idea, do 5 to 6 individuals who have worked in sports movies, you know, whatever. Because in these episodes over the past 3 years, and you talk about all the time, you know, obviously each episode where we cover a movie, you know, we say, is this a Hall of Fame, all-star, starter, bench warmer, sports movies? Is obviously, you know, I'm very liberal with how I classify those. A lot, you know, I throw a lot of movies. You know, it's a Hall of Fame. Like, I called Bloodsport a Hall of Fame movie for what it is. It's a movie I really like. But getting a little more granular in what is really a Hall of Fame movie, because we talk about with pro sports, we have, you know, first ballot Hall of Famers. We're watching Miguel Cabrera, you know, cement his Hall of Fame career this year. And then we have, like, the Hall of Very Good. You know, the people, the guys who are great, or, like, those Hall of Famers that get in on the 9th, 10th ballot. You know, your Tim Raines, who's a good player, got in, you know, kind of snuck in at the end there. Guys like that. Guys like Fred McGriff probably should be in. But, you know, with this original, this first Hall of Fame class, obviously kind of easy pickings for the 2022 Hall of Fame class as we get to start from scratch. The original baseball Hall of Fame class, and I don't have this information in front of me, but it was like 1936 or something like that, whatever. But that class is like Ty Cobb and Honus Wagner, and I think Babe Ruth was in that class. It's just like your original baseball greats. You just get to pick from the best players ever up to that time. And so this is this first one. I think the next few years, because I would like to do this once a year, right around this time. I think it'll be interesting the longer we go, because there's only so many, you know, so many people who have appeared in multiple sports movies or have appeared in a lot of great sports movies and stuff like that. Although the patrons came up with a great amount of, you know, we had over 20 nominees, you know, from everyone from Kevin Costner to Chris Renna, who is Hamilton Porter from The Sandlot. He's also in Ladybugs, I believe. So, you know, a little variety there. But we put it out, did a thing where, you know, you get 7 votes, kind of an honor system there, because there wasn't really a way to knock that down in the Patreon. So I don't know if people were overvoting or whatever. And the plan was to induct 5 to 6 actors, writers, directors, people who have been involved in sports movies, and then 2 movies. Cement 2 movies as surefire sports movie Hall of Famers. So we're going to go in with the individuals first. We're going to start with who the patrons and myself. So patrons voted. I also voted. I'm also taking a little executive privilege in breaking ties and adding someone who was not on the ballot, oversight by me, like, completely. But we'll kind of go into individuals first, and then we'll talk about the movies, run down some resumes, and then touch on some just missed, so maybe some candidates for next year. So leading off, our first inductee really comes as no surprise. The obvious choice for not only to induct this person, for everyone to vote for this person, but the obvious choice to be discussed first when it comes to sports movies. I have made this very clear in the Twitter bio of this podcast. I have talked about this man a million times on the show. He is the epitome of what you want in a sports movie lead. He's done it in multiple sports. He's done it in multiple types of sports movies. I am, of course, talking about Kevin Costner.
I want you to throw the next one at the mascot.
Why? I'm finally throwing it where I want to throw it.
Just throw it at the bull, huh? Trust me.
I mean, what really needs to be said about Kevin Costner? He was our leading vote getter, obviously. I didn't even have to use a long clip of him in this episode because he's so instrumental to sports movies. You know, we talk about all the time. I mean, we've got an award for him on the show, the Kevin Costner and Freddie Prinze Jr. Award for best and worst on-screen athlete. You know, Kevin Costner isn't LeBron James. He's not Derek Jeter. He's not the best athlete in the world, but on screen, he looks great. He has looked the part so well. When we talk about, you know, he breaks in sports movie wise with Bull Durham and Field of Dreams and Back to Back Years, two very different performances, both two very, very good performances. I know Field of Dreams is not for everyone, but Bull Durham is, for me, I mean, it's my favorite sports movie ever. Again, that's going to be the last episode of this show. I'm going to need to do something on it at some point before that. But it's an incredible performance. And I think what I love about Costner and Costner's characters, because we talk about, you know, if we're running down the resume, we've got Bull Durham and Field of Dreams, Back to Back Years. Then he does Tin Cup. So he does a golf movie, and he's excellent in Tin Cup. It's a great performance. And again, it's a very different from his Field of Dreams performance, pretty different from his Bull Durham performance, you know, playing a cocky golfer. Again, looks the part, very passable golfer on film as he was, you know, playing baseball in Bull Durham. Then he does For Love of the Game, a movie where we've talked about it before, not a Hall of Fame movie, but the baseball in that movie is great. He looks great. Aging pitcher. Then, you know, fast forward 14 years, he's doing Draft Day, a movie that, yeah, I quote my guest Kevin Turner on that one, not overly a great movie, but a movie where you're never not entertained. It's oddly really rewatchable, and he's like funny in it. It kind of seems like he's in on the joke in that one. And then he caps it. And I'm not going to say caps it because we don't, you know, we still, Costner's hot right now, Yellowstone, whatever. But McFarlane USA, which was the most pleasant of surprises for me, something I watched for the first time last year, really enjoyed him in, loved the movie in general, just one of those Disney sports movies. But it's an obvious pick for Sports Movie Hall of Fame because he's in, you know, that's five sports movies. That's, you know, three that are basically Hall of Famers, you know, two that are probably All-Stars. And he's great. He's the epitome of the great athlete actor, the guy who can do it. He's been a big league pitcher. He's been a minor league catcher. He's been a professional golfer. He's been a coach. He's been a front office guy, and you've bought him in all of it. I think where Costner's performances resonate so well is they're all of a certain everyman quality. He has never been in any of his movies there. It's not like the superstar athlete, which is a mark of a lot of sports movies. You know, we root for the underdog, but it's like this guy, you know, Crash Davis, this endearing character, this guy who just loves baseball and is hanging on, you know, Billy Chappell, a guy who was a star, is, you know, hanging on to the last vestiges of his career, making the last start of his career, throwing this perfect game. Roy McAvoy, a guy who's insanely talented, you know, has a lot of other issues going on. I've made my case about the thing when you think about Tin Cup, like there's really no character growth there. He's the same asshole he started out the movie as, but I love it anyway. I was watching it on a plane this, you know, a couple days ago. You know, I'm on an American Airlines flight. I have all this stuff that I could watch in Tin Cup's there. And I'm like, yeah, why not? You know, it's a great movie. I mean, it's, you know, there's not really a whole lot more I can say about Kevin Costner, why he should be a Sports Movie Hall of Famer. I mean, he is the patron saint of this show. He is when I think of sports movies, he's the most relevant actor when it comes to sports movies. He's in some great ones. He's great in them. Obvious choice, was our leading vote getter by far, for the Patriots. I was going to put him in anyway, even if somehow he didn't get in, but he got he got almost twice as many votes as nearly anyone else. So Kevin Costner, a 2022 inductee to the Sports Movie Hall of Fame. Following up Costner with a man who is pretty synonymous with Costner, really, especially with the, you know, the Costner sports films, at least. He is the only he's the only person who is not an actor who we are inducting today. Some of the other inductees have done some writing, some other stuff with sports movies, but the only non-actor we are inducting is writer, director, Ron Shelton. Another, I think, obvious choice. We talk about, run through the resume. You know, he directs Costner in Bull Durham, his directorial debut, Bull Durham, one of, you know, the greatest sports movie of all time, my opinion, but a beloved movie. He follows that up. He does White Man Can't Jump in 92. He does Cobb in 94, which is kind of a, I guess, a sports movie. Not very good, but, you know, we all make mistakes. He does Tin Cup in 96. And then he's done directing sports movies. He doesn't really do a whole lot after that. But that's three of the greatest sports movies of all time: Bull Durham, White Man Can't Jump, Tin Cup. And he wrote The Best of Times in 1986, a movie we covered recently with Kevin Van Valkenburg. And he wrote Blue Chips. I love Blue Chips. Blue Chips is way ahead of its time. Ron Shelton was very in on, you know, he was in early on pay for play and, you know, that whole thing, the Nolte of it all in Blue Chips, great stuff. And then I go, the writing in Bull Durham and Tin Cup is so good. And, you know, like I said, I watched Tin Cup recently. The speeches, you know, Roy McAvoy just grappling with himself as a person, a lot of those monologues, and what Shelton does and why to me he's a sports movie Hall of Famer is, and going back to like a core philosophy of this podcast, is the authenticity, and his characters always feel like they are the real deal. They talk like athletes. They talk like these people around baseball, around basketball, around golf. Don Johnson was not a golfer before he joined the cast of Tin Cup. They played a lot of golf. Don Johnson learned golf, but he comes off as a golfer, as a pro golfer in Tin Cup beautifully. And that I point to Shelton. Also, bonus points for Shelton. He wrote the screenplay for Bad Boys 2. Bad Boys 2 is fucking awesome. So that can't go wrong. He was voted in little kind of narrowly by the patrons, and then a little bit of executive privilege for me inducting Ron Shelton. But that's another no-doubter Ron Shelton 2022 Sports Movie Hall of Famer. Side note, something, this might be for the Patreon. We doing plaques. How do we honor these folks? You know, I'm obviously not going to mail anyone a plaque, but anyone in graphic design, that might be a fun project. So next inductee in the 2022 Sports Movie Hall of Fame, another one voted in by me and the patrons, a guy who has been in a lot of sports movies, just all kind of the same in a way, but you look to kind of the modern era of sports movies, or, you know, into the 70s, the underdog story. You know, the tale as old as time, the thing that a lot of sports movies are based on, and someone who has had as much success with sports movies as anyone, I am, of course, talking about Sylvester Stallone.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Stallone was that guy, man. You know, kind of a one-trick pony, but it was a great trick. You know, before being the action star of the 80s and, you know, a lot of the a lot of the 90s and, you know, being kind of, I mean, he's almost a meme at this point, but Rocky really kickstarted an era in sports movies. He wrote it, allegedly, you know, he wrote it. Movie wins an Oscar, is a phenomenon, spawns a billion sequels, spawns kind of a reboot and created a reboot of the Rocky franchise as a Hall of Fame sports movie in Creed. The character is iconic. You know, stuff about Rocky is played in every single sports arena, and it will be for the next 80 years. The Rocky franchise is something that is always going to be revisited, and it's so interesting. I mean, he's there the whole way, and it's had these peaks and valleys of, you know, the first movie being, and I've said this before, a little slow, a little more serious. It gets into the 80s of it all. It gets very comic-y in a good way. It's a you know, that big 80s action-packed kind of movie, culminating in the Drago fight and Rocky IV. You have Rocky V, which kind of seemingly kills it. Then he's back in Rocky Balboa, and then he gets nominated for an Oscar in Creed. And, you know, and meanwhile, you know, he does Grudge Match with De Niro, which, like, that movie's kind of weird. But, you know, like, that's kind of a what are we doing here thing. But, you know, with Stallone, I mean, he's probably been in more sports movies as a main character than anyone else. And yes, they're all the same franchise except for one. But I think he's a no doubt sports movie Hall of Famer. He's great in his own way. And it's, again, we talk about athleticism and looking the part. Like, the thing about Stallone, I mean, he looked like a boxer. Same way he looked like a Vietnam War veteran. The same way he looked like a beefed up cop and a member of the Expendables and whatever he is. But, like, Rocky Balboa was big enough they gave him a statue in Philadelphia. I don't even think Joe Louis has a statue in Philadelphia, and Joe Louis was real and actually from Philadelphia. I digress. Stallone was actually in more than just boxing movies. I cannot forget Over the Top, the most realistic arm wrestling movie of all time. I covered that earlier this year with Mike Camerlengo. But Rocky, it was easy to believe in Rocky. It was easy to believe that was the thing that happened. Stallone brought that together. He seemed like the, you know, hard times on tough times boxer that Rocky Balboa was. And it's, you know, it's an enduring movie. It's an enduring performance. So no doubt sports movie Hall of Famer, Sylvester Stallone, pretty easy inductee in my eyes.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, fourth inductee into the 2022 Sports Movie Hall of Fame. And I mentioned earlier that there was one that straight up surprised me. When I put out the call for nominees, I didn't have this person in mind at all. When I listed him, this actor got the second most votes. He was second behind Costner and most votes in Patreon voting. So I had to put him in to the 2022 Sports Movie Hall of Fame. And when I thought about it a little bit more, I'm all for it. fine with it. It's arguably the most famous person on this list, I would say. I am talking about Adam Sandler, 2022 Sports Movie Hall of Famer.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo. Grandma.
Okay, so on the surface, this is on the strength of two of the best sports comedies of all time. It sounds crazy to say Adam Sandler, Sports Movie Hall of Famer, but you think about Happy Gilmore and The Waterboy, how much those movies have endured over the past 20 years. I know we've covered Happy Gilmore. I think we have covered The Waterboy as well. Did The Waterboy with Ross Bolin, did Happy Gilmore with Wes Blankenship, or maybe reverse. Can't remember. I don't know. Might have to go back and check the tape on that. But those are great movies, great sports comedies, very important to people of a certain age, my age. And Sandler, I mean, he was top tier. Like he was as funny. Happy Gilmore is still like incredible. Has a claim to be the best golf movie of all time. So you star in the best golf movie of all time. You are you create a character. I mean, again, that character's, Adam Sandler runs it back quite a bit. The character of Bobby Boucher, a little more creativity going into that. You followed up with The Longest Yard, a movie that, he's pretty good in, was very popular. Movie killed it at the box office. It's been on TV for the past, almost 20 years now. If you want to call Uncut Gems a sports movie, probably not my favorite Adam Sandler movie just because of the comedies, but probably the best Adam Sandler movie. Uncut Gems is amazing. He's amazing in it. It's not that crazy that he's a sports movie Hall of Famer. In fact, it's probably a failing on my part for not seeing it, for not thinking automatically like, yeah, that dude, Sports Movie Hall of Famer, induct him in. Like I said, he's probably the most famous person on this list in terms of just general Hollywood actors. And there's a generation now that knows him for like Grown Ups and all those other movies that I really don't watch, but he was as important a comedian or a movie star, a comedic movie star in the late 90s for people of a certain age. And he stars in two Hall of Fame sports movies. Uncut Gems is an incredible movie. Longest Yard, very good movie. Adam Sandler, 2022 Sports Movie Hall of Famer. Now, please just make better movies, please. Okay, final individual inductee. And this is one where I'm taking executive privilege. He wasn't on the ballot, complete oversight by me, although I will give a hat tip to Zachary Shelton for mentioning him in the comments of the voting after the fact. He is mostly a director, writer. He does do some acting. He does do kind of some cameos in his movies, so I would say, but much more similar to Ron Shelton. But this is a guy that, honestly, a huge failing by me to not have had him on the ballot. Like, I can't believe it. I talk about him all the time as the god of the Big Chill moment. And the Big Chill is my favorite category in every episode, that movie, that moment that makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up in a sports movie. And it, this guy's the best at it. No one does it better. And that's Gavin O'Connor. Gavin O'Connor, Miracle. He directed Miracle and Warrior, two first ballot Hall of Fame. Well, actually not saying first ballot Hall of Fame sports movies, but two, for me, Hall of Fame sports movies with incredible Big Chill moments. The Way Back with Affleck, not on that tier, but still very good. But I mean, the work in Miracle, one of the best sports movies of the last 15 years, the work in Warrior with Nolte, you get the best Hardy. I think between that and Inception, the best Hardy's ever been, two completely different performances. But the amount of the accomplishment of what each of those movies are. Miracle is taking this event, taking a true life event, that it's not like taking a true life event like in Remember the Titans, where no one really knew about it, or at least like not the, this is something the whole world knew about. So there's already that great expectation. And turning that into what it was, to where it is, he casts all athletes, really. All athletes as the hockey players. The hockey scenes work amazing. He has a bunch of big chill moments in there, and he has the moment that you know that it's working up to. An incredible moment in American sports history, the Do You Believe in Miracles line, and that line hits perfectly. And he accomplishes this game that everyone knew it was coming. Everyone knew the end. He keeps it tense. He keeps it exciting. It's an incredible accomplishment. And then Warrior, right, is, you know, MMA is coming back into the mainstream and builds into this incredible family drama. Gets the best out of everyone in that movie. Joel Edgerton, the whole shebang bang. Like, it just incredible work. Like, I am really hoping that we get more O'Connor sports movies, because he's clearly got an affinity for him. You know, he's done three now. He's working on, you know, apparently he's working on the sequel to The Accountant, which I don't know if you guys saw The Accountant. The Accountant was wild. A lot of choices in there with Affleck. But I am hoping that Gavin O'Connor's not done making sports movies. I don't care what the sport is. I mean, clearly he can handle MMA. Would love to see him do really anything else. But his work is the best. He's the king of the big chill moment. I had to put him in. So it's a little executive privilege there as the curator of the Sports Movie Hall of Fame, we'll call it. Inducting Gavin O'Connor is our final individual inductee. No doubt for me. No doubt whatsoever. Okay, we're going to wrap this Sports Movie Hall of Fame induction ceremony by inducting in two movies. Again, put up a vote for the patrons. On all these episodes, we rank Hall of Fame All-Star Starter Benchwarmer movies. There's a lot of movies that have been labeled Hall of Fame. So I wanted to get really specific with the first class of actual official Sports Movie Hall of Fame inductee movies. I nominated five movies that were labeled as Hall of Fame movies on episodes of the show. And I think four of them are no doubt you just can't argue. And I'll go into, you know, I'll go into the nominees, and then after these, I'll wrap all the near misses. But nominated Bull Durham, Rocky, Field of Dreams, Friday Night Lights, and Major League. The Field of Dreams thing it's dependent on how you feel about Field of Dreams. Our 2022 Sports Movie Hall of Fame movies. The first two going into the class with equal number of votes, far outstriped their competitors. So I think a pretty clear, resounding vote by the patrons is Bull Durham, my favorite movie, so this feels good. I'm not taking executive privilege here. Bull Durham, you know, the Ron Shelton, Kevin Costner, Tim Robbins, Susan Sarandon, classic minor league baseball movie. And Major League. I always forget how good Major League is when I go back and revisit it. It's one of the earliest episodes of this show. It's probably something I will revamp at some point, but me and my buddy Darren Vaught broke that one down. Major League is a great mix. The action is good, and it's still really funny. It's you got some good athletes, and it really holds up. And it was before the underdog team thing got stale, and it does it so well. And even the sequel, while definitely having its warts, definitely could have been some things done differently. Like, it spawned enough there where you wanted to revisit these characters. And this might be from someone who, baseball is my favorite sport, so it might just be a little more ingrained in my life, but Major League is still so popular and has resonated so far with baseball players of today. There was a video, a community college, a JUCO baseball team did a parody of the Major League American Express commercial that the then Indians, now Guardians did. And it's great. I mean, this movie came out over 30 years ago, and it's still resonating. And as for Bull Durham, I don't know what else I need to say. You know, it's a great movie. It is one of the factors, the thing I will say about Bull Durham, it is one of the factors that changed the business of minor league baseball, brought in this golden era of minor league baseball, brought it to popularity, a movie. And I think that says everything about Bull Durham. So those are our two movie inductees. feel good about it. Feel really good about it. Let's get into who are near misses. So maybe some potential inductees for next year, who those folks are. So probably the nearest miss, someone who I would assume, you know, we do this voting again. You know, we still have all the patrons next year. James Earl Jones. I took a little executive privilege with some voters. James Earl Jones could have easily been dumped in. In fact, you know, I'm looking at the voting totals. I think he caught some late ones, honestly, before I put together the run sheet for this one. But yeah, James Earl Jones was right there. And you know, we think James Earl Jones, his speech in Field of Dreams, incredible. You know, we think about Bingo Long, a movie that's not as widely seen by this generation, or, you know, by, people my age. Even the movie came out, you know, 15 years before I was born. Think about him in The Sandlot. Like, that's three great movies right there. So it might be a me problem that he's not in this first class, but the patrons almost had him in. Same with Keanu Reeves and Michael B. Jordan, just missed the cut. Michael B. Jordan, you know, you're looking at Creed. You're looking at, I guess, Friday Night Lights, the TV series. He's definitely not done. Keanu, you're looking at Shane Falco. That's a lot riding on Shane Falco. I guess, I mean, we covered Point Break on this, you know, technically a sports movie. So a lot riding on those two. Chadwick Boseman, which, will forever, forever kind of catch my breath when I say his name, but, 42, obviously, you know, a great performance by him. It's not my favorite movie. We've got everyone else. Those were kind of the main ones that, Gina Davis and Denzel got some support. So that's potential sports movie Hall of Famers, maybe next year, maybe the year after. The person who didn't get much, but I thought was an interesting nominee, Jerry Bruckheimer, has produced a ton of stuff, but produced Days of Thunder, produced Remember the Titans. So that's someone who might get some more love next year. But, we've got some great candidates. I feel good about the inductees. I feel good about this. I hope this is, if you're still listening to this episode, I hope this is something that you as a listener have enjoyed. If it's something that you didn't get a chance to participate in because you're not a member of the Patreon, go in, you know, minimum tier $5 a month, and you get to participate in stuff like this. So I'm very grateful for the patrons that did. We are getting back in the saddle next week. That scheduling info will be up in the Patreon. Gonna get back to rolling. I've been on vacation for a couple weeks. We're gonna start covering movies, that whole thing, getting back into that. But big thanks to everyone who tuned in for the Sports Movie Hall of Fame, the 2022 first inaugural class. And we'll talk to you next Monday. Thanks for listening.